Let's catch up on the sports world. Joe Porter's with us. Kia ora, Joe.
Morena.
Now, the US women's football team finally getting a pay equity deal with the US Soccer Federation. What's the lowdown?
Yeah, well, it's a landmark moment. The US women's and men's players and teams will now receive equal pay, equal prize money, including at the World Cups, and we'll come back to that because that's a big one, after they came together to sort out these collective bargaining agreements. Now, it's something that, you know, women's US soccer have been fighting for since 2016, equal pay. You know, they were getting a lot less, basically, than the men, not only to play the game, they were getting less in terms of the way they flew, the way they were treated in accommodation, all those things that go along with it, as well, of course, the amount of money they were given by FIFA for going to these events. It was really completely unbalanced, ridiculous considering how successful the US women's team were, multiple World Cup champions, compared to the men's team, who have often failed to qualify for tournaments. So, essentially, it just looked beyond ridiculous on paper, and they finally, you know, won that battle, which makes complete sense. We will talk about this World Cup one, though, because this is quite unprecedented. It's a stipulation in this collective bargaining agreement that they will have the cash that the US Federation receives from FIFA for attending the World Cups, both men's and women's, will be shared equally among the men's and women's teams. Now, the reason this is so big is because, now, in 2019, the women's purse at the World Cup was $30 million US, and in 2023, it's set to be $60 million. But next November, the men are looking at least $400 million, right? So, at the World Cup this year. So, now that the women are able to get a chunk of that, despite not having been at that tournament, it makes things a whole lot more even, and it does reflect, I guess, what women's football have done for US soccer in terms of putting them on the world stage, famous personalities, all that sort of stuff, whereas the men's team, no one really knows who they are. So that's a really fantastic agreement. I don't think there's anywhere else in the world that has that split. So it's a fantastic win for US women's football, and of course, hopefully it sets a precedent for more around the world.
Is this something that could then advance equity for women's sport elsewhere, that kind of ripple effect across the industry?
You'd hope so. And the New Zealand football, they have come recently to an agreement of equal pay between the men's and women's teams. However, of course, I'm not sure if that involves this split at the World Cup. So that is one that's really important. You would hope that this just has a carry-on effect. You know, tennis, equal pay. There's a few other sports that do, but there are many, 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 many that are lagging really, really far behind. And it's great to see this team that has been one of the most recognisable teams in women's sport for a decade finally get equal pay with the men who have really been below par. So look, it seems almost bizarre that it's taken this long to get to this point, but it is fantastic. It is a landmark moment, and like you say, hopefully now all the other unions around the world and federations look to this as a model that can be achieved and should be achieved going forward.
Thank you very much, Joe Porter, there with a wrap up on sports, all things sports.